Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, some positive real estate news.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Well, we're going to come out of this COVID situation, and we're going to come out better than I think a lot of us forecast. We look at it, we compare it to other doomsdays, but the circumstance and the infill behind the scenes is really positive in a lot of ways, and we wanted to share that with you.
Now, we're not saying that everybody comes out ahead. Small businesses certainly are getting whacked pretty hard, but in the overall, nobody does well if the whole thing starts to tank, and it's not particularly starting to tank. In fact, it's heading the other direction, which is a very positive note for all to know. And then from that point forward, it's every person for themselves trying to, with their own individual position, do well.
The forecast was that we would be looking at our downturn looking like a Nike swoosh. So the downturn would be fast from first quarter to second quarter when the COVID hit. And then third quarter and fourth quarter, the GDP is one indicator from sources in forecasting like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Morgan Stanley. They were saying it's going to come back up. It's going to come back steady and strong. So we like that forecast. That's what they were saying in April.
Okay, and that's the gross domestic product. That's the productivity standard that is measured by various nations. Specifically, let's focus only on the United States. It's a very positive situation. We're becoming more productive.
And as we look at it now, at the end of third quarter, the GDP numbers are actually stronger than they expected on the return. So it's returning fast and strong in regards to some consumer activity anyway. Let's talk about some more positives we see.
Okay. For instance, changes in consumer spending, as an example, would that be something that would be good to look at?
Yes. Actually, we are spending well. You expect us to have cut our spending in half or some such number. But really, what we're looking at is a 4% decrease from pre-pandemic numbers. So 4% decrease in spending from consumers. That shows a level of consumer spending and confidence, I would say, more so than I expected.
Well, California, as an example, is a negative 8%. We're a negative 4%. Interestingly enough, Washington is a positive 2.6%. So the pattern on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, is absolutely outstanding.
And it's not because they're spending something they don't have. Next program, we'll talk about where that money's coming from. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.